Good evening and welcome along to this week's episode of The Score here on Highland Radio, where we take a look at all the big local sports stories here in the Northwest. I'll be your host, Mark Gallagher, and as always, we do have an action-packed show lined up. Coming up on the show this evening, we'll be speaking to our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal, who will look ahead to this weekend's National Senior Under-23, Under-20 and Even Age Cross-Country Championships, which will be held in Derry. We'll speak with Buncrana kickboxer Liam Grant, who is gearing up to headline the Heat 11 Fight Night next weekend and will be aiming to add to his accolades by claiming the Cadet Irish title. But firstly, we're going to begin with soccer, and it is that time of year again. Donegal and Inishowen will meet in the first leg of their Oscar Trainer Trophy clash this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock in Ballyar. The competition has a different look to it this year, as the winners of this tie will progress to the semi-final stage along with the three other provincial winners. The Donegal Junior League won the battle of these two Donegal teams last year as they defeated the Inishowen Football League on penalties. Eamon Sheridan's side were then beaten 4-2 by the Mayo League in the last eight. Well, Highland's Chris Ashmore was at a press event this week and caught up with manager Sheridan and experienced player Adrian Delap. Firstly, here is Eamon Sheridan, who says the prospect of advancing straight through to the semi-finals is an added incentive.
So Eamon, another year. The Donegal League has a great reputation in this competition, but only one team from this neck of the woods is going to come out. And there's a change in the format. You'll be going straight through to a semi-final if you win.
Yeah, it's a great incentive for either of us, straight into a semi. This year, provincial winner goes straight into the semi, so it's a great incentive. But I suppose ideally, and as you know ourselves, we'd like to play a few games against other counties, but unfortunately, Kevin Monaghan again, nobody's interested in taking part. So as for the other promises, they have plenty of games to play, but it is what it is. We play each other again, and I can't imagine there'll be much on it.
Now, teams down the country will probably not want to face whoever comes out of here in a semi-final, because the standard is very good, and let's face it, there's not a lot between yourselves and the Inishowen League.
No, there's nothing on it. No, it's the bounce of the ball. I can't see much else being on it, to be honest with you. But no, a lot of quality players in the Inishowen team there, and their own squad, like there are a lot of good players there as well. Like, so I can't see there'll be much in it. You just hope on the day the wee decisions go away, I suppose.
You could say this is a little bit like an All-Ireland competition, in that it's the cream of the crop from different leagues around the countries, some around the counties, some of the counties of maybe just one league. We've got the two up here. But in terms of you getting the squad together, what's the appetite like being with the players? Have you got the response that you wanted?
Oh, 100%. The great bunch of boys in there. Like they've all bought into it. Some of them making big commitments to be here. And like coming from Dublin there last week, a couple of them down as well. Like, it's amazing, you know, the effort they put into it. So they want to be here, and that's a great start to have before you go anywhere.
And in terms of the preparations, how many training sessions have you had? You've had a couple of practice games.
Yeah, but a couple of games, and I've had a few sessions, all right. But we'll finish off now on Friday night, and see where that takes us.
And when did you sort of start looking at players with a mind to selecting your squad for this campaign?
Well, last year, I suppose, we came in with a lot of in-house games. I suppose we were giving everybody a chance as such, not knowing what players are actually out there. But we know from last year now what's out there, and my backroom staff, they're involved with clubs as well. So I'm getting feedback every week from every different manager, like, you know, around the different teams around the county, which has been very helpful. And we know what we have, and we know what we wanted, and I'd say we're not far away from what we looked for from the very start, I suppose.
And what sort of numbers have you got as a squad, and in your own mind, do you sort of know what your starting 11 is going to be?
Well, I suppose tonight we probably picked up on something the other night as well. Like, you're always picking up, but you probably have your 6 or 7 guaranteed of credit in the bank anyway, and after that, it's kind of, you know, whoever's impressing most for you, you know, you're going to try and put them in. But it's a hard one now to pick. Like, we have a squad of 22. There's two there, Tommy McMonigal and Jack Parker are injured. They won't be available. So now you've narrowed down to 18 for Sunday. So it's a hard task to leave out a couple as well. But with wee niggles here and there, you never know. You don't know what happens between now and Sunday, so you mightn't have to make that call at all.
And the opposition Inishowen, have you been looking at any of their players or any matches in Inishowen, or is it a case of concentrating on your own guys and you have a fair idea anyway of what to face?
No, we haven't, no, but I know that there are quite a few Cockhill lads on, so they'll be used to playing with each other, which is a big plus for them, I suppose. But like Inishowen, we know most of the players, they're good players, and as I say, it'll be a ding-dong battle between the two teams, like, you know, two good teams in my eyes there. So hopefully, as I say, we'll come out the right side of it, but whoever wants it, if they wish him well, I suppose.
And as a manager and for the Donegal League, what would it mean to you if you could go all the way in this?
I'll just worry about this Sunday. I'll leave it at that. Be honest with you, Chris.
And the game itself, the last couple of years, there's often been just one goal in it. The fact that it's over two legs, how important is it to get that advantage in the first leg when you're at home?
Well, I suppose last year, like, we were away the first leg and we just wanted to keep the tie alive. Like, even if you it's not really the home and away. Like, both players, sets of players know the pitch as well, and so obviously you want to get an advantage if you can when you're at home. But it's not the end of the world if you didn't. As long as you're not a few goals down, you want to keep it alive. That's the main one. But we'll see. Come Sunday, I suppose.
And finally,
thinking the same.
And finally, let's hope there's a good crowd at it, because this is a very important competition and it should get the respect that it deserves.
Well, that's it. That's the next step down from the League of Ireland. Like, a lot of quality players here. A lot of players did play in the League of Ireland in both teams. So there's a lot of quality there. So it's a great advertisement for Donegal football. So hopefully it'll live up to the spectacle that we expect, I suppose.
So, Adrian, an Oscar Traynor Cup campaign beckons. What are your thoughts going into the match against Inishowen?
Yeah, well, I suppose the last couple of games against these have been very difficult. They've been very tight games. There's been loads of goals, to be fair. I think last year was on a penalty shootout, so we're under no illusions. It's going to be really difficult, and they have a league with loads of good players and top players that probably should be playing at a higher level. So we just have to go into it and just... We have to go at it and just hope for the best. And listen, it's a lot of luck in the day as well, so we'll just see where we end up.
Yeah, a good standard, and of course quite a few players like yourself have played at Ulster Senior League level, so probably half the players out there will have been from an intermediate background, not junior.
Yeah, exactly, and even League of Ireland underage, a lot of us would have played together at a stage, and now we're just sort of playing against each other. And listen, it's going to be a good game, and listen, you just want to come out on the right side of it, because I think you get straight through to a semi-final now as well, and it's big, like, to be fair. I don't think that's happened before, so it's a big incentive for us.
Yeah, and for the likes of yourself, Letterkenny Rovers player, coming up against Cockhill guys again, so you're pretty familiar with a lot of them.
Aye, well, you don't want to see too many of them, for they've given us a lot of hard times over the years, but they're the games you want to play in, and you just want to get them going as quick as possible. And the second leg, there's not much of a turnaround in it, so you just want to give yourself a chance coming out of the first game, whether you be a goal up or a goal down. You don't really care, as long as you're in the tie, you have a half a chance.
Yeah. It's a bit of a distraction and a change from the bread and butter of the Donegal Junior League and playing for Rovers every week. This is really a one-off over two legs, and the fact that you can get through to a semi-final, there's less games to get to a final in this competition this year, so why not give it a really good shot?
Yeah, exactly, and I don't think the Donegal League have won it in a long, long time. I don't know the exact year, but if there's ever a chance, this is the year to give it a rattle. And I suppose Inishowen will be saying the same thing. I think they have won it in the not too distant past or whatever, but as you say, if you get to a semi-final, anything can happen. It's an open draw or whatever at that stage. And listen, you don't want to look too far ahead, but it is a massive incentive because it doesn't come around too often.
Yeah, and there's a good lot of experience in the team, and a lot of the squad are here from last year as well. So in some senses, although you're only getting together now in a couple of matches recently, it's not as if you're going in with guys that you don't know. You can kind of hit the ground running, really.
Yeah, you see the quality, and in our own league, it's mental this year. You just look at some of the results, and you don't expect them to happen. It's good to be playing with them boys, because they're all of a top standard or whatever, and we're just we're just mad to get at it now.
Yeah. And history suggests there'll be goals.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, the last couple of years there's been plenty of goals, some unbelievable, some from mistakes, but that's just the nature of playing with top players. Things are going to happen and chances are going to be made and goals are hopefully to be taken.
That is Donegal Junior League player Adrian Delap, and before that was the boss, Rathmullen native Eamon Sheridan, both in conversation with Chris Ashmore. Now, Andrew Foley is the head of academy at Portadown, and he has taken the reins of the Inishowen League for the Oscar Trainer campaign. He says getting the opportunity to work with this group of players is the main reason he took on the role.
Andrew, Dermot O'Brien, having been there for well over a decade and enjoyed quite some success with Inishowen teams down through the years. He's taking a back seat. The Inishowen League put out expressions of interest. You applied. So what interested you in the position?
What interested me in the position initially really was the unbelievable opportunity presented up there. They've got a fantastic group of players up there. They're really, really keen to push on. A lot of them have had great success, be it at national level or be it at a local level with Buncrana Hearts or Cockhoolan and a lot of the Premier Divisions up there in recent years. And when you look at what maybe Inishowen has achieved as a league in the Oscar Trainer over the more recent times, they've maybe come up a little bit short. I think Donegal have beaten them pretty well over the last couple of years. And they're really trying, when I spoke to Dermot initially, I think they're really trying to look back at maybe 2015 when they pushed on and they saw how well that they can do once they get everybody together and pushing in the same direction. So the history that I've got with a lot of the players up there, I thought that there was really a huge opportunity to put something really, really solid together and have a good cut off it this year.
Yeah, now you're based in Letterkenny and you know the local scene pretty well. You were involved with Finn Harps several years ago and with the under-17 squad and along with the late Ollie Horgan and very much part of the setup at Harps. So you know quite a lot of these players, all right.
Yeah, look, there's not many players now, to be fair. When I was in with Ollie, we would have had more than half an eye on the local scene up there, and a lot of the players that I'm pulling in and that Eamon obviously is calling in with the Donegal League have experience at League of Ireland level. It's been very, very eye-opening to see the level that's out there with the boys in the Premier Division up in Inishowen. There's really the makings of a serious, serious outfit up there if we get everybody together and on the same page.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot now about this new third tier in the National League below the First Division and the Premier. And in some respects, maybe the Oscar Trainer Cup is kind of like a third tier cup because it's really the cream of the crop when it comes to junior clubs and those below the National Airtricity League level.
It is. It absolutely is. Look, there's a variety of reasons why guys that play at you know the likes of a Bonagie or the likes of a Letterkenny Rovers or a Buncrana Hearts or a Cockhill Celtic or a Kilmany, the reason they play for the junior clubs is maybe the commitment. It's never really an attitude or an ability thing. It's typically a commitment issue. I'm obviously from Wexford and Wexford won the Oscar Trainer last year, and a lot of guys on that Oscar Trainer team would have been in the Wexford FC team that I was part of in 2015 that won the First Division. And the level of talent that's in the Oscar Trainer is absolutely unbelievable, to be fair now. And a lot of guys have experience and proper experience. I mean, you know, there's the likes of Gareth Harkin there for the Donegal League, who's got, you know, several hundred appearances at senior level. So there's no doubt in the ability of the players who will be on show this weekend.
Now, when you were assembling the squad for the Inishowen League, was it a case of when you put the word out, you know, players were instantly showing the interest? People know just what this competition's about. I presume it hasn't been too hard to get people involved.
No, absolutely not. To be fair, the buy-in from the players was almost immediate. We haven't had to try to convince or coerce anybody to come in. The boys have been absolutely fantastic. Everybody that we've asked to come in has been superb. And look, we've tried to be cognizant of their club schedules as well and work around it, so we're not overworking the players, and we're not increasing the risk of them picking up a knocking with us when, you know, the clubs depend on them every week. So look, we've been fortunate with the buy-in so far anyway, but look, it'll all come to a head this Sunday, and then in the second leg as to what we've really put together. But so far, so good. Absolutely everybody we've asked to come in on board has been in. Everybody will play a huge part, and I'm sure there'll be one or two more who come in over the course of the Oscar Traynor competition for us that'll do really, really well for us, because there's a couple of lads that I probably could have called in the first instance but haven't, because they need to get a few more games for their clubs. And look, those lads are very much in our thoughts and plans at the moment as well.
And what sort of preparations have you had? Have you had a number of sessions? Have you had a number of friendlies? Or what's actually happened?
No, we've actually made a deliberate choice not to play any friendlies in the build-up. We've had a couple of sessions up in McGinn Park, and we've got a fantastic staff in. So, you know, the guys that we've got in are all pretty experienced. They all know the game, and more importantly, they all know each other. And so what we've kind of done is work on putting a bit of shape on them and a bit of organisation on them, because their club sides, be it Hearts, be it Kilmany, or be it Coquille or Illies, wherever it is they're from, have them in fantastic condition. All of the players are fantastic condition, so we don't need to do anything along the lines of fitness work or anything like that. So it's all very much organisationally based, and we're very much trying to build on what they already do for their clubs rather than something, you know, that's brand new that maybe they haven't seen before. So we're not really trying to reinvent the wheel, if you get me.
Now, the format's changed a little bit this year. The winners of this game between yourselves and the Donegal Junior League will be going straight through to the semi-finals. So it may mean less games on the path to the final, but in some ways, you know, that is an added carrot this year to be getting straight through to a semi-final.
It is an added carrot. I mean, Donegal did a great job of it last year. I think they were beaten by Mayo last year in it, but I mean, we're not looking too far beyond Donegal this coming weekend and then in mid-December. We are aware that there's less games to play. I mean, again, to reference Wexford, they have to come through maybe five or six games before they even get out of Leinster. Or if they get out of Leinster, maybe I should put it. There is less games for us should we get through against Donegal, but we're not counting any chickens at all. We're very much focused on this weekend.
Yeah. Now, it's a two-legged affair. How much does home advantage come into things in a fixture like this?
I'll tell you in a couple of weeks. Probably the best way of putting it. Look, we're very familiar with Ballyar. We're very familiar. The lads all know McGinn Park inside out. Look, McGinn is looking absolutely beautiful, and it's a perfect venue for a huge game like that in the middle of December. Look, we're very much treating this as the two-legger that it is. There's not going to be much between the two teams, I don't think, over the two legs. So we're just trying to focus on doing everything we can and to put ourselves in the best position to get a good result for the Inishowen League.
Yeah, and fair to say, both teams, it's not just an 11-man game. This is very much a squad occasion, and no doubt we'll see a few subs over the two legs as well, because there is strength and depth on both benches.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you only have to look at what Donegal have with the depth that's available in the Donegal League. Clubs down St. Catharines, you've got all these players that are playing week in, week out. So, you know, they might be subs, be it for the Donegal League or for ourselves, but the boys that we're pulling in are starters for their own clubs. They're huge players for their own clubs. They carry a lot of responsibility for their own clubs. And look, we'll be looking for absolutely everybody, like you said, Chris, to put the shoulder to the wheel in both games and drive Inishowen on and get a positive result. But yeah, we've probably got 22, 23, 24 in. We can only pick the 18 for the first leg, but as you said, every single man that's in the 22, 23 we've got in will play some sort of a part, I'm sure, because we've got guys that are highly specialised in what they do. And different game situations will call for guys over other guys, and that's just the reality of the way it is.
And finally, just while we have you on, tell us a little bit about your role with Portadown Football Club. You were appointed there as the, I think it was their first ever full-time academy manager back in September.
Yeah, look, it's another learning curve. I've managed academies over in the Middle East for a couple of years. This again is a new league, a new area, a new town, a new club. And so I'm very much getting to grips with all of that and learning the ropes, as it were. The club have been absolutely fantastic, but the kind of the depth and talent that's available down in Portadown and a club of the stature that it has, they're going quite well in the Premiership at the moment. It's our kind of responsibility now to maybe meet the level that the first team have set and try to get some players up and through, a lot like what Kevin has done for years at Harps, where they've got a super successful academy at the moment, where you've got two or three of the boys who just over in Qatar at the moment, be it Corey or Gav. We're looking maybe to follow that kind of a blueprint where the local talent is there. They just maybe need the little bit of extra help and support that the club can offer them, and then the exposure, obviously, at first team. But look, like I'm sure Kev will be the first to admit, it is a slow process and it does take time. But yeah, it's exciting, and when you're working with young people and people who are full of enthusiasm, it always makes every day work a lot easier.
Well, thanks for joining us this evening, Andrew. We wish you the best of luck both with Portadown and, of course, with the Inishowen League over those two legs. It'll be interesting, and no matter what happens, I'd say it's fair to say that it's all a far cry from the 7 years in the Arabian Gulf and the weather you enjoyed over there compared with here.
I'm looking at snow gathering on my windscreen at the moment, Chris. So yeah, there wasn't much of that now. There wasn't much of that in Abu Dhabi, but look, this is where I'm from and this is reality. So look, we're getting used to it. It's probably the best way of putting it.
It is new Inishowen manager Andrew Foley speaking with Chris Ashmore. Looking forward to that first leg game against the Donegal League on Sunday. That game has a 2 o'clock kickoff, and we'll be heading over to Chris for live updates. Plenty of other games happening locally across the weekend in the county. We'll start with the Ulster Shield fixtures on Saturday. KG Rovers play Fintown Harps. Balbuffet United welcome Raphoe Town. Kildrum Tigers take on Mobile Celtic. Milford United face Erin Wanderers, and Cockhill Celtic make the trip to Killybegs to play St Catharines. There is one game in the Donegal Junior League on Saturday, with Lagan Harps playing Convoy Arsenal. That is in the Finn Travel Saturday Division 3. And there's five games in the Donegal Junior League on Sunday. In the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1, it's Gador Celtic taking on Balbuffet United, and Swilly Rovers host Kerry Keel. While in the Donegal Physiotherapy Division 2, Curra Athletic play Dunkaneely Celtic. Drumkeen host Letterbarrow Celtic, and Dunfanaghy Youths go to Drumahoe. There are also fixtures in the Ulster Junior Shield on Sunday and across Divisions 1 and 2 in Inishowen. Of course, the lack of Premier Division action in both Donegal and Inishowen this weekend is due to the Oscar Traynor Trophy clash between the two leagues. Finally, in soccer, both North West clubs are out in the NIFL Championship this weekend. With a Friday night game for Institute, they will play Loughgall tomorrow night at the Ryan McBride Brandywell, while Limavady play host to Ards on Saturday afternoon. It is time for a break here on The Score. When we come back, we'll be shifting the focus towards athletics. You're very welcome back to The Score. Let's talk athletics. Derry will host the 2025 National Cross Country Championships this coming Sunday. From a local point of view, Oisín O'Gallion, Keelan McFadden and twins Eilish and Roisin Flanagan will be all looking to impress, with the prospect of earning a spot on the Irish team for the upcoming European Cross Country Championships firmly on their mind. And I'm happy to say, joining us on The Score programme this evening is our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, it is great to see this competition come back to the North West, and it'll be held at Temple Moor in Derry.
Absolutely, and it's a great opportunity for Donegal athletes, of course. It's just down the road, and it's an opportunity for people, families and so on, to get in there and watch it indeed. So really looking forward to it.
And this is the big one in terms of cross-country here in Ireland, is that right, Patsy?
Yes, this is the big one. There's no question about that, and it's the National Senior Championships, and indeed National Senior Championships, of course, and the underage. But you know, it also has the added situation of selection for the European Cross Country Championships in Portugal. So the Irish teams for the European Championships in Portugal, under 23, under 20, and senior, will be selected as a result of what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, a big occasion then. Let's get on to some of the local interest at the weekend. Maybe I'll ask you about the individual athletes in a minute, but firstly I just want to ask you about Finn Valley's senior women's team. They've established themselves as one of the best teams in the country recently, and they'll no doubt be looking to claim that national title on Sunday.
Well, that'll be a tough one. You know, I mean, obviously it's a long, long time since obviously Finn Valley dominated the national scene for maybe the best part of 10, 12 years, many years ago. But that faded away, of course. The team ran its course. And it's been quite some time since we were in an opportunity to get it together. Yes, they have a strong team. Yes, they will be in a battle for team medals, definitely, and that'll be exciting as well. So I'm very excited about that, very excited about this team. But Leeville, who are the reigning champions, have a tough, really strong team as well. So it's going to be interesting, and but definitely Finn Valley will be in with a shout of medals, at least.
Individually, it's been a big year for Oisín O'Gallan. He's represented Ireland in Europe, and he'll be no doubt eyeing up a national title on Sunday. What race will Oisín be going in, and does he have a good chance of winning it?
Well, the Oisín situation is that the other 23s and the seniors are all in the same race. So, you know, Oisín's reason, and he's coming home from the States, is really just to make the Irish team. You know, if he were to make the Irish team, then that would be such a big boost to him. Yes, he's been running very, very well. It's not easy. It's serious. I mean, Ireland have a very serious pedigree, standard ranking in European cross country and road racing. So it'll be a difficult team to make. But he deserves a shot at getting on that team, and he's coming home from the States to have a go at that. And he'll lead the Finn Valley team, obviously. But Letterkenny also will have a strong team in that race as well. So that's good. That's good. You know, they're the Donegal champions. They beat Finn Valley in the Donegal Championships, but then the Nationals is a different game ball, you know. So both of them are there. Both of them are on the start line, and that's good. That's good for the sport here in the county.
A big year for Oisín, and it's also been a big year for Cranford's Keelan McFadden, Irish under-19 champion in both the 800 metres and 1500 metres earlier in the year. And the news came in September that he's going to be going training at one of the best sporting colleges in the US at Villanova. He'll be heading into these national championships with the bit between his teeth, no doubt. What will Keelan be looking to achieve on Sunday?
Yes. He'll be looking to get on that Irish team for the Europeans. He just missed out on it last year, so that'll be yet another progression for him. And what has been a career to date that has, you know, been progress, and he's handled it very well, and he will handle the weekend very well as well. And he will challenge to win the national under 20 championships. No doubt about that. I mean, Gary Murray was the last Donegal man to win the national senior championships, or junior championships, under 20, that is. So we'll have to wait and see. But certainly Keelan will, and indeed also he will lead a good Donegal team in that race. You know, Donegal should be in the medals in the junior, the county team, that is, in the under 20 category. So, you know, it's great to have a leader like him, you know, Michael Moore, Oren McBrearty, young Gilbride from Bundoran, and so on. So that we're very, very fortunate to have a group of boys now at the moment in the 18-19 age group that are quite good, that are very, very good.
Yeah, it'll be a great experience for Keelan after getting that scholarship at Villanova in the coming months and years. Keelan's been a brilliant athlete since he was a youngster here in the county, and I suppose that decision to go over there, it'll be great for his development.
Well, of course, Marcus O'Sullivan had an eye on him, obviously, as the leading boy in that age group, and it's great to see him getting the opportunity there. I mean, Ireland have a great history with Villanova. Villanova is one of the top-ranked universities in the States, and that's very important that an athlete of Keelan's caliber goes to such a university, and you know, he'll be under the guidance of Marcus O'Sullivan. So look, it'll be such an exciting prospect for him, and you know, we wish him well when the time comes. But he's got other things to do in the meantime, one of which is get himself on that Irish team on Sunday.
The Finn Valley twins, Eilish and Roisin Flanagan, they've been going well over in Colorado recently. They'll be in Derry on Sunday. What are you expecting from them, Patsy?
Well, I'm expecting strong front-running performances from them. You know, I mean, it'll all depend on how they adapt to the travel. They're based at in Boulder, Colorado. That's altitude. They raced at altitude there a couple of weeks ago. Indications in the races were that their form's good, and they lead the Finn Valley team, an exciting team, into the race. And, you know, with backup from Amy Green, from Nolan Scanlon, from the rest of the girls, it'll be interesting. Eimear McCarroll actually has also coming home from the States. She's at Bradley University in the States as well. So the Finn Valley are leaving no stone unturned, really. But the Flanagans are the team leaders.
Any other local athletes or teams we should be keeping an eye on at the weekend, Patsy?
Well, yes, underage. I mean, they're kind of a very good underage team, a girls team. And Finn Valley have a number of teams in the age group. So, Acklock will have to be positive. And conditions will play a part as well. You know, I've been watching the weather this last couple of days. You know, I'm a weather watcher coming up to any major championships because ground conditions are a factor, you know. So, and I've been sending messages out to athletes, you know, what's the length of spikes that they wear, 12mm, 15mm, because it'll all depend, you know, as the races progress. The way it works is it starts at 11:30 and the youngsters run first, so their ground's going to be churned up, you know, and I'm looking out this morning and I see sleet and I'm thinking, ah, flip. So basically, I'm hoping for a bit of a breeze and the ground's drying up a little bit because I don't really want muck, but we'll have to just deal with whatever's there. But look, some underage teams, particularly that are Kenny Gares' team and a few Finn Valley teams, certainly should be challenging for medals underage.
That's it. Unpredictable weather at this time of the year, isn't it? Obviously, this is the national championships. You mentioned the European championships, the European cross-country championships in a couple of weeks. There's kind of two facets to this. There's obviously going to try and win your national championship, but the European cross-country championships are a big carrot as well.
Aye, you know, last year Amy Green was the story coming out of the national championships up in the Skilling direction, and you know, she made the Irish team under 23, so she'll be looking to get on that team again. And it's just such a big deal for an athlete to get on the national team. And Ireland, as I say, have a very, very strong ranking in European and cross country and road racing. So that's what's at stake, and we look forward to that. So that's what it's all about.
Good stuff, Patsy. Well, I'm sure you'll be back on air on Sunday afternoon to hopefully bring us news of a few medals for the local teams and athletes.
Well, indeed, and I hope I'm very excited. Coming back very excited. So let's see what happens.
That is our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal, with the rundown of what to expect in Temple Moor on Sunday. And of course, we wish all of our local athletes and teams all the best in that competition. Now, let's welcome on our last guest of this evening's show. Bunkrana kickboxer Liam Grant will headline next Saturday's Heat 11 fight night at the Shantallow Community Centre in Derry. Liam will be fighting for the Cadet Irish title on the night and will be looking to add that belt to his impressive list of successes in recent times. The 16-year-old is a two-time Irish champion, a European champion, and placed third in the World Championships last year. The Bunkrana youngster is joining me on the line now. Liam, welcome to the show and thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy training schedule to chat to us.
No problem, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Liam, you're gearing up to headline the Heat 11 fight night in Derry next weekend. How have the preparations been going?
Preparations have been going great. Me and the coach and one of my sponsors, Keegan, putting in a lot of hard work with the gym, more power, strength and just quickness to get me all right. And the mentality has been going great and weight cutting has been amazing.
Very good. And next weekend, it is the Cadet Irish title that's up for grabs, if I'm not mistaken. That would be a nice one to add to your list of belts.
Oh, it would have been amazing that. It would be the last cadet belt I'd fight for, because this time next year, then I'll be 18, so I'll be fighting for the senior belt. So it'll be a big step up. Hopefully, we'll just get the junior out of it now.
That's it. Who will your opponent be next Saturday?
My opponent's going to be Jaden Whelan, fighting from Team KF down in Dublin.
Right, and you'll be confident in getting your hand raised, no doubt.
I've been confident before. Me and Jaden's fought twice before, so there's a trilogy. I have two wins on him, so I'm just going to try for this trilogy to end. Both ranked high up there in Ireland for two fighters, so it's easy enough to go again.
It's brilliant for you to be able to headline an event like this just a few miles from the door. It's going to be one of the most exciting local fight nights of the year, so for you it must be a big deal for you to get to headline this occasion.
Right, it's going to be really good. Like, I'll have a lot of support from my own crowd coming up from Bunkrana, and all the Derry ones that I train with, I have loads of support from them, especially Pintus. He puts on such a great show up there. Like,
and the Shantallow Community Centre in Derry, is that familiar? Is that a familiar stomping ground for you?
That's familiar. I train down in Shantallow, and we normally have every year he throws a big fight show, a really big show, and we all fight down there and we train there like Monday or Tuesday and a Thursday.
Very good. And come next Saturday, what will the capacity of the venue be like? How many people are expected to be there?
I wouldn't know how many would be there, but I'd say there's a good couple hundred. Like, there's going to be loads. It's going to be rammed. It's one of the biggest shows he's throwing. There's loads of fighters on, from right up from juniors, rising stars, to seniors.
And I'm sure it'll be a proud moment for you and your family to make the walk out, and even your coaches, everyone that's helped you to get where you are so far. And no doubt there'll be a few sponsors that will have helped you to get here and continue to help you in the future.
I just want to say a big mass thank you to all my sponsors for supporting me in the lead up to this fight and believing me. A special shout out to the main sponsor, D&T Competitions. He's helped a big way to make this fight happen a lot. And to Harmony Acupuncture, CNS Injury Clinic, and Keegan Higgerty and the Rabbit Hole. All your support never goes unnoticed.
I suppose, Liam, you don't just get these kind of gigs for nothing. You're still very young, 16, turning 17 before the fight, I think. You've been around the block when it comes to winning these big competitions, though. You're a two-time Irish champion, a European champion, and just a small matter of achieving third at the World Championships, which I know you're very proud of as well. Even though you're still young, you've achieved a lot in your short career already.
That's it. I've achieved it all right. Mine for the short career. I'm going to finish off now my last junior year underage, and then hopefully senior, where it gets more fun, take the shin guards off, everything, hopefully turn pro.
That's it. I was going to ask you, if we look past next weekend for a second, let's say you take that cadet Irish title, what would the next year to 18 months look like for you? Any big competitions on the horizon that you have your eye on?
Well, after that, then we have the Worlds in, I think it's October time, over in Spain, so we'll definitely give that a good run out. And then really, we just take what we have. Hopefully there's fights overseas, Scotland, England, wherever. And then once I'm 18, go pro.
Good stuff.
Whatever, like.
Yeah, kickboxing, it's really an amazing sport. All sorts of combat sports have really taken off in the past couple of decades. If you were to go back to the beginning, what was it that first got you into it, Liam?
To be honest, I think it was just back in the day, like, I had a whole family, and I'd have uncles and that, and even mates that were boxing, and I just fell in love with it back then, even watching it on the TV, and still watching it to this day.
And how old were you when you would say that you first had your first training session, or can you even remember your first kickboxing match?
I was about 6 probably when I started training, and then I think my first match might have been 10.
You've about, what, 6 or 7 years of experience of fighting proper kickboxing matches, so it stands to you.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Even though you're fairly experienced, even just for being 16, will there be a few nerves floating around before making the walk next Saturday?
Will there be a few what, sorry?
A few nerves, or will it all be calm, cool and collected, do you think?
I'd say now at the minute, yeah, I'd be nervous, but once you get in there, and really once I'm there, I'll thrive on a lot of support and like a crowd. So I know once I'm in there, that's when I'll be confident and just focused and ready to go, really.
That's it. It'll be nice to be so close to home and have all your friends and family there to watch. So if people are listening to this and thinking, geez, I'd like to support this young lad, how do you go about getting tickets for this event?
You can rather text me or my ma, or in there, or on the day of the fight, you can go up to Shantalo and they'll have, I think it's early tickets, or they might do a couple more tickets at the door and you can get them there.
And is there there's a bus going from Buncrana, is there?
There's a bus going from Buncrana, a supporters bus to come up and watch me.
Very good. That's very exciting as well. Finally, Liam, it's obviously going to be a massive occasion for you next weekend. If you were to look forward now to the next week or 10 days, what part are you looking forward to the most?
To be honest, I'm looking forward to fight night, the best one. I can't wait. I've been itching for it every day, even the past weeks leading up to it. And then, to be honest, it's Christmas. A wee bit of a rest after, because you'd be flat out all the time.
That's it. Liam Grant, thanks very much for joining us on the Score programme this evening. Best of luck next Saturday, and of course everything else that comes after that. We'll be keeping a close eye on it here in Highland, okay?
Thank you very much.
Brilliant stuff. That is the voice of young Buncrana kickboxer Liam Grant. Achieved so much already, and hoping to add to the list next Saturday. He deserves as much support as he can get, and the future is definitely bright for Liam. Well, we'll have a look at what's happening in the world of Gaelic games this weekend. From a Donegal point of view, the big games come in the under 21 football championship, with both semi-finals taking place in the A Championship. On Saturday, the Burn Road host a meeting of Glenswally and Four Masters in the first of this year's semi-finals. That game is at 2:30 in Termon, and Brendan Devaney will be bringing us live updates here on Highland. The winner of that will play the winners of the other last four clash, which will take place on Sunday. Glenswally will host the game between Neve Connell and Termon. That game is also at 2:30, and our man there to provide the latest for us will be Ryan Ferry. On the Ulster club scene this Saturday, Clogher of Tyrone will aim for Ulster junior glory as they play Carrindonagh's conquerors Emmy Vale in the provincial final in Rosslea. That game gets up and running at 1 o'clock. And elsewhere on Saturday, Clonoe of Tyrone will play Cuchulainns of Cavan in the Ulster Intermediate Club Football Semi-Final. That one is at 2:30. The first of the Ulster Senior Club Football Championship semi-finals is on Saturday evening. Declan Boner's Erin Gales play Ulster Giants Kilcoo at 4:30 in Armagh. And on Sunday, the other last four clash will see Glenullen of Derry go head-to-head with Carrickmacross of Monaghan, who of course beat Niamh Connell in the quarter-final. That game is 1:15 in Omagh on Sunday. Just finally for this evening in rugby, there is one game in the Provincial North League on Saturday in a show and go up against UUCN. Well, that is just about it for this episode of The Score. My name is Mark Gallagher, and if you missed any of tonight's show, it will be available to listen back to very shortly over on our website at highlandradio.com. Your next sports update will be with Chris Ashmore, who'll be at the sports desk during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Have a great evening, enjoy the sport at the weekend, and I will be talking to you all again very soon.